Welcome back. This is Rona Simmons with the seventh episode of More 2-Minute Tales. Today, I'll be sharing some statistics about the makeup of the American military during the war. Of the 131 million Americans in 1940, roughly 90% were white, with blacks and other minorities making up the remaining 10%. And of the 16 million Americans who served in the military, 1 million, or about 6%, were black. Further breakdowns of the population statistics are hard to come by, but some estimates put the number of Hispanics serving in the military at 500,000 and Native and Japanese Americans at 30 to 40,000 each. Last time, we spoke about the Japanese Americans and their valiant and successful efforts, including coming to the rescue of the Lost Battalion in the Vosges Mountains in October 44. Today, I'll highlight the service of Native Americans. They, like the second-generation Japanese Americans who joined in part to demonstrate their loyalty to their country, famously volunteered, with as many as a third of the population of able-bodied men volunteering. Some tribes sent as many as 70% of their members. They include Native American paratroopers like Jake McNeese, who, along with others of his group, shaved their heads in the traditional Mohawk style and painted their faces before parachuting into Normandy. The image of what would have happened had they lost their helmets and as a group encountered a platoon of Germans has never left me. Of those who perished on October 24, I counted a number of Native Americans, including Sylvester Thompson, son of Chief John Thompson of the Onondaga and a Mohawk mother, a member of the 502nd Parachute Infantry Regiment. George Choate is another Native American, and he served as a pilot with the 56th Fighter Group in Europe. Like other minorities, Native Americans earned numerous awards during the war, including Purple Hearts, Air Medals, Distinguished Flying Crosses, Bronze Stars, Silver Stars, Distinguished Service Crosses, and 7 Congressional Medals of Honor. Thank you for listening, and please join me here at my website in 2 weeks to learn about other incidents and the stories behind the pages of No Average Day. The book will be released this week on the 80th anniversary of the events profiled. Thank you.